everyone. This is Lily and Apple.
Welcome to the Babel. Today's program is all about traveling.
Every girl, I promise that every girl has traveling all over the world on their bucket list. By the way, what's your dream destination, Apple?
Well, it's Victoria Harbour. One day, I read a blog and the article was romantic with the title, He Brought Me to Victoria Harbour to Watch Firework. Certainly, it's a good place to express your love bravely. What's more, there is a countdown before New Year. People in Hong Kong went there to celebrate New Year, just like Americans go to the Fifth Avenue.
Yes, Victoria Harbour hosts world-class fireworks displays, the most famous being the annual 23-minute display held during Chinese New Year. It illuminates the skyline at night, allowing lasting memories and excellent photos to be made of one of the world's finest harbors. But these days, tourists don't hold the same enthusiasm in sightseeing as they did before. The feature of traveling today is like this. Sleep in the bus, piss out of the bus, take photos in attractions, know nothing back home.
You're right. And I used to have a girl's distortion of traveling too. Unlike those who enjoy themselves posting pictures, I'm that kind of shopping girl. Whenever I stepped into a museum, the first thing I do is to find the souvenir shops. But I reflected on the sense of traveling when I had a glimpse of a book. Eat, Pray, Love. A woman searched for everything across Italy, India, and Indonesia.
That's really a thought-provoking book. To people who haven't read this book, it seems like this book is just travel notes. No big deal. If I have to say there's something special, it's firstly the excellent reputation Elizabeth Gilbert has gained as a writer. She's the author of a story collection. For 5 years, she worked as a journalist at GQ, where her feature writing earned her 3 National Magazine Award nominations. Gilbert had everything a modern American woman was supposed to want. Husband, country home, and successful career.
But instead of feeling happy and fulfilled, she felt consumed by panic and confusion. This wise and rapturous book is a story of how she left behind all these outward marks of success and of what she found in their place.
In this book, she said, I want to explore the art of pleasure in Italy, the art of devotion in India, and in Indonesia, the art of balancing the two. She stayed in each country for 4 months. Together, she spent a year in the voyage of self-discovery.
She gave high expectations of this journey. When she was in Italy, she was only doing one thing, which was eating. Understand her, for I would eat a lot when I am upset. I call it a use simple to cure difficult theory.
When she was in India, she found her a new hobby, meditation. So how was her trip in Indonesia? Well, it's another story.
I've always had trouble deciding where to have fun on holiday. You know, the budget, the schedule, all of these are factors that greatly affect the quality of a trip.
Even traveling to the same location, it's a different experience for each person. Planning your trip wisely is one of the best ways to ensure that your destination suits your interest and budget.
You're right. Here are some tips that may help you make arrangements in advance. Firstly, decide what you would like to do. Do you like adventure and adrenaline pumping activities? Consider a place that has rafting, skydiving, ziplining, and mountain climbing. If you like history, ancient places like Egypt, China, or Rome might be right for you. Beach destinations are popular for relaxation. consider theme parks or camping when traveling with children.
And don't forget to check visa requirements for foreign travel. People traveling within visa waiver program countries aren't required to apply for tourist visas in advance. Their visa is issued upon port of entry as a passport stamp. For travel to or from other countries, you may have to apply well in advance to obtain your visa before travel. So, consider this when choosing your destination.
Also, it is wise to go to the Center for Disease Control website. Search your travel destination to see what medications and vaccinations are recommended, if any. Some vaccinations require doses spaced out over the period of several months, so be sure to see your travel medical professional early.
Be sure to decide what kind of budget you need for travel. Some places may be expensive to get to because they're remote, but relatively cheap once you're there due to the local economy. You may spend a similar amount of money whether you travel to Central Asia or Central Europe. Research the price of airfare, lodging, transportation, activities, and food before deciding on a travel destination.
You should also consider the best time to travel. Check the weather for the months you want to travel. Is it monsoon season? Are blizzards likely? If so, you may want to choose a different date or place. The advantage to traveling during the off-season is you will likely deal with fewer crowds.
Research the local festivals and holidays. In some countries, everything closes for a month in August for the summer work break, which might take it hard for you to shop. Other countries have strict fasting laws for religious holidays, which will make dining out a challenge. Know the weather, festivities, and customs of your travel destination before you decide.
Okay, Lily, let's do something more relaxing. Here's a list of the top 5 tourist cities in China. The 5th place goes to Guilin. If you plan to savor the most beautiful natural scenery in China, you should pay a visit to Guilin. The 4th place goes to Hong Kong. Hong Kong is reputed as the pearl of Oriental country. The 3rd place goes to Xi'an. Xi'an is the most famous Asian capital in China. The 2nd place goes to Shanghai. Shanghai, a city directly under the central government, is China's largest city. Here comes the most exciting moment. Have a wild guess, Lily. Which city is awarded the most popular tourist city?
Well, I guess it must be Hangzhou because it's my hometown. Hangzhou once was applauded as the most splendid and luxurious city in the world by Marco Polo, the Italian traveler in the 13th century.
I've been to Hangzhou. I love this city. But I'm sorry, Hangzhou is not even on the list.
Oh well, then it must go to Beijing, because Beijing is the capital of China, the political center of China, the cultural center of China, as well as the key transportation hub of the world.
Bingo! For good measure, CFAU is located in Beijing.
Oh, I thought it's in Hebei province. Well, that's a cool joke. This is the end of today's program. See you next time!